Life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And the Lord had his blessing to the reading of the Word. Let's bow for a moment of prayer. Lord God, again, how thankful we are that we have the truth, the Word, to be able to continue to help us to see what it is we need to become. And so, Lord, thank you for your presence in this place. And as we go forth, we pray that these words that have been sung and read, that, Lord, we would etch them on our hearts so that we can be all that we can be for your glory and honor. And now we just submit ourselves to you and ask you to open up our eyes to see you today. Open up our ears to hear from you today, and then open up our hearts to experience your presence and help us to be drawn to the cross. For it is in Jesus' holy name we pray. And they all said, amen. Amen. Well, do you behold his glory? The interesting part of this text is it talks about and tells us about God coming as a babe, and that the most important part is that he was before time. He made all things. And as he made all things, he was there in the presence of the making of them all. But then he comes in the form of a babe to be born on this earth. So he's the Word. He is the light. And the issue that we, I think, really need to understand for today is that God knew that he was going to send his son so that we would have a savior. And Emmanuel is God with us, and we're so grateful. But the issue is that he was fully God, the creator of all things, but also fully human, born of a virgin. And as he was fully God and fully human, that is the issue that we have in Christology, trying to understand who Christ really is. And so, as we understand that he was born in this world as a babe and grew up here, just like you and I, and we sinned, but he never sinned. And that's something that we need to really recognize today. As we lit the beautiful candle, Jacob did a great job today, and thank you, Kevin and Wesley Lee, for reading. But we light that candle to recognize that Jesus was born today. Now, the beauty of this that the title refers to is the glory. What is the glory of God? Have we ever seen somebody that is sort of radiant? We call it Shekinah glory, when people radiate the joy of the Lord and the presence of God from their faces. You see it through twinkling eyes and a shining face, and the joy in their spirit just sort of radiates out of them. And that's called Shekinah glory. And that's the glory of the Lord. So when we think about the Christ child being born this day, that's exciting news for the world. But strangely enough, in this story, the world did not receive him. He came for the Israelites. He came for the Jews. Do you know those are the very ones that crucified him and killed him? And so, when you think on that, he came for them. They rejected him. And he allowed us the privilege to become part of the family of God. Now, in that, the glory of the Lord is he has given us this light. He has given us his love. He has given us the Word. And that's why the Word of God is the truth. And when we think about that, we have a lot of people, even in seminary, there was some debate about, is the Word of God really the truth? Yeah. even at seminary. And they say, well, I don't know if I believe all these things to be true. They might be just a story. Now, strangely enough, Christians, as we believe that it's the infallible Word of God. And that that is the Word of God that He has given to us so that we can then, in turn, learn from and live out our witness before the world. So He's the Word of God, which is the truth. And if you look at John 8:32, the truth is what sets us free. So if we look back at the Word of God and we understand the light of the world has come, He has come when we invite Jesus Christ into our life. And He is birthed, if you will, in our physical flesh. So our spirit man gets birthed because we receive Christ as our Savior. What He does is He imparts that light into us. He imparts that glory into us. He imparts the Word into us. All that He is, He gives to us. And the beauty of that is that we are then in obligation, if you will. We are in a way that we are to represent Him every day of our life. And therefore, when we go into a room, when we go to work, when we go to play, wherever we go, that light and the glory that is in us and the Word is to come out of us. Now, how many of you know people that love to go to work? Yeah, and enjoy their job. Now listen, that's not everybody, but I'm just saying. Because there's a lot of people, I'll give you an example in a minute, but there's a lot of people that are fulfilled in their job, are fulfilled in what they do. And when they are, when you see people or meet people like that, what happens is you see the joy and the fulfillment coming out of them. And if they're Christians, that's the Shekinah glory. That's the light of God. That's like the answer to, Lord, what is it that I'm to do? You know, there's a lot of kids in college right now, and some of them are saying, well, what am I going to be when I get out of college? What am I going to do when I get out of school? What am I going to do? Some people that are old as me, you know, are wondering, what am I going to do when I grow up? You know anybody like that? Yeah, there's some people still don't know what they're going to do. But the issue is that when you're fulfilled in your job and you're a Christian, the joy just sort of radiates out of you because you're happy to be there. You're fulfilled in being there. And you share the love and the passion that you have for your occupation or your vocation. And you share that with others. Now, the other day I was in Tuscaloosa and I drove through a drive-thru. And it was like this woman did not want to be there. Have you experienced that this holiday season yet? Yeah. It was almost like I wanted to go back and give her $5 and say, would you just smile? And I'll pay you to smile, if you will, in a drive-thru. But she was just sort of like, you knew she was preoccupied and surely didn't want to be at work that day. Maybe she was sick, I don't know, but it was a gloomy look that came. And you're always anticipating somebody that's going to serve you, that they want to serve you, right? Yeah. Now think about that. If you go to a restaurant and you get good service, you tip well, don't you, normally? And then the thing is that you're grateful that you have a good server. Now, hear that. Just let it settle in a second. You're grateful for somebody that's taking care of you, your needs, has a pleasant attitude and a smile and is willing to do for you. Hear that. Now, do you know what God's done? He's given us the greatest gift in the world. The greatest gift is His Son. And He has given His Son so that He can be in us. For what purpose? To serve Him and to go out willingly and to do the things that God's asked us to do through the written word of the instructions of the Word of God so that we can instill those things in our life so that we can show the world that we're happy and joyful to serve the Lord God and to do the things He's called us to do. And that is to spread the light of Jesus Christ. So when we walk into a room or when we're at work or wherever we are, that people recognize that glory that is in us. because it comes out of us through our countenance and our twinkling of our eyes and the joy of the Lord that we have, that He has blessed us with what we have and that we're willing to do what God asks us to do and to be. It's really amazing to me that Christmas time is really a celebration of the birth of Christ in the world. Every day should be Christmas. We should be thankful that Jesus was born in this world. Why? Well, I want to say so that we can experience His glory, number one. But also that we can pass that on to others. That every day is an opportunity to share the gift that has been given to us. That is His love, His glory, His light, His presence in each of our lives. And that as we share that with the world doesn't always want to receive what you have. You know that, don't you? If you've ever tried to share Jesus to somebody that wasn't ready to receive Him, you understand what I'm saying. Because not everybody wants to hear the Word of God. And not everybody's to receive Christ right now. Sometimes it takes seeds to be planted. And sometimes that's what we're to be doing, is planting those seeds of kindness, those seeds of love, those seeds of being a person that maybe, let me give you a scenario. Of maybe a tragic situation that has occurred, and that, you know, when you show up at the home, maybe if it's somebody that had an accident, and you're there at the hospital with them and the family, and it could be a pastor, but it could be a loved one, it could be a friend, it could be whatever, and here you are, you're just there. Sometimes, you know, we don't have words to express the sadness or the sorrow that those individuals are going through. And sometimes you are the minister of the gospel. Not a paid pastor, but you are ministers of the gospel. And sometimes you just being there, it could be holding their hand, it could be just holding them, it could be just standing there. You are bringing the Shekinah glory or the glory of God into that room as a Christian. And sometimes those are better. Just being there is better than words spoken. Because the presence of God is there. Because you're there. And I'm telling you, God is asking us, I think today, that if we believe the infallible Word of God, if we believe that this Christ child is the Savior of the world, if we believe that His glory is in us, that where we go, we can share that glory with others, then guess what? We are messengers of the good news of Jesus Christ, the one who was born in a manger so many years ago, so that we could live eternally with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit in heaven in days to come. We have a closing song this morning.
Psalm 51 in your hymn book. Go tell it on the mountain. If you'll stand, we'll sing Go Tell It on the Mountain, 251.